Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The non-proliferation pillar of the NPT is fundamental to global peace and security, and our collective efforts are essential to its success. Kazakhstan has long been a staunch advocate of non-proliferation based on our unique history and firm belief in a world free from the threat of nuclear weapons. Following our decision to renounce the world's fourth largest nuclear arsenal and close the Simpalatinsk nuclear test site, Kazakhstan has consistently championed international efforts to prevent the proliferation of nuclear weapons. Allow me to highlight some of the key priorities for our delegation. First of all, the imperative of strengthening safeguards and verification. The IAEA plays a pivotal role in ensuring compliance with non-proliferation obligations. We must strongly support the IAEA safeguard system by adhering to the comprehensive safeguard agreements and ratifying the additional protocol. This is necessary to prevent the diversion of nuclear material to weapon purposes. Second, non-compliance with non-proliferation obligations poses a significant threat to global security. There must be robust and effective measures to address non-compliance, including diplomatic action, dialogue, and multilateral efforts. Third, the threat of nuclear terrorism remains a critical concern. The international community must intensify its effort to secure nuclear materials and facilities. This includes enhanced cooperation on intelligence sharing, border security, and implementation of the provision of the International Convention for the Suppression of Acts of Nuclear Terrorism. Mr. Chairman, regional non-proliferation initiatives, such as the establishment of nuclear weapon-free zones, contribute significantly to global non-proliferation efforts. Kazakhstan has played a key role in the establishment of the Simpalatinsk Treaty and encourages other regions to pursue the establishment where applicable. We will host another thematic event dedicated to strengthening the zones late August this year in Astana, following a similar event in 2019. Kazakhstan firmly believes in the importance of multilateral engagement to address non-proliferation challenges through dialogue and confidence-building measures. Therefore, we support the continuation of the nuclear security conferences process and other international forums focused on enhancing nuclear security and non-proliferation. These platforms provide valuable opportunities for states to share best practices and provide support to strengthen national security and safety measures. Mr. Chairman, notwithstanding the failure of the last two NPT review conferences to reach consensus, we must now, in 2024, strive for full implementation of our past commitments, including under the 2010 NPT Review Conference Action Plan and the 23 comprehensive issues related to non-proliferation. It is worth noting that this domain of the treaty has seen the most successful strides. In the light of recent global events, universalizing the NPT thus remains a top priority to prevent the proliferation of nuclear arsenals and their threats, and to ensure global peace and security. At the same time, new approaches to ensure optimal non-proliferation should be without detriment to the unalienable right to peaceful nuclear energy. Furthermore, previous constructive agreements must not be allowed to unravel. Thus, the JCPOA must be brought back on track. Like many regions of the world, the Middle East is in a state of flux, and the establishment of the Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction would bring greater stability to the region. This process should be transparent and inclusive for all countries in the region. Therefore, establishing a Middle East zone should remain the focus of this review cycle. Mr. Chairman, it is widely recognized that the sharing of nuclear weapons is a dangerous and outdated practice that brings us closer to war. A number of countries still hold arsenals from other countries. They are far smaller than those once stockpiled, but still enough to cause catastrophic consequences and irreparable damage. Moreover, new talks about nuclear sharing are creating wider geopolitical rifts. The existence of terrorist groups with clandestine cyber technologies and aspiration for illegal possessing of WMD continue to be a threat to our collective security and requires strict regional and global cooperation and careful surveillance. Mr. Chairman, Kazakhstan stands ready to work with all state parties to strengthen the non-proliferation regime and ensure a safer and more secure world for future generations. Let us continue to build on our collective achievements and address the challenges ahead with determination and unity. I thank you.